The question was asked, should one have a preference to date a girl who is Israeli as opposed to a girl from Chutz Lartz, or there are certain aspects of tzniut that it seems that here in Israel, in certain crowds, people are more careful about than in Chutz Lartz. So I think that every generalization has its weakness, and that it's a generalization. And every crowd you look at has its strong points and its weaknesses. If one crowd is stronger, let's say, we'll say in tzniut, you might find them to be weaker in having a set rabbi that they listen to. Not sure which way is more. You know, within the crowd, which can be called the tilumi, you can find certain strengths, but you could also find people that are very confused. People that Eretz Yisrael is more important than anything else in the world. Well, Eretz Yisrael is very, very important. It's a huge mitzvah. The question is it really more important than anything else? Is obviously not. So there's a certain balance which every person has to maintain, and every group has the points which they stress, which has validity. The question is, do they take it too far, or is it within its parameters? In the Tilumi crowd, tzniut is taken with very high regard. At the same time, a person could get married and discover that his wife is not willing to put on makeup. They've taken it too far. They've taken it to the extreme. So one can say that's a positive. I don't think Chazal viewed it as such. I think that the Tilumi crowd, if we're going to generalize as a whole, those that are very, very tzanua, many of them also take it too far. And that's not right either. I think that when you look at Am Yisrael in general, you have to see that each group has their strengths and their weaknesses, and appreciate the strengths and try to take what's good in each group. Obviously, especially here in Israel, you don't have much of a choice. You have to align yourself to a certain extent with one group or the other. It's a pity that it is that way, but here in Israel things are more polarized. I would not be blinded by one specific point when choosing a date. I think that if everything matches, so then you figure if she'll want to wear a sheitel, she'll want to wear a wig, even though there are halachic opinions that say it's better to wear tichot, wear a snood, or whatever you'll call the cloth covering of the hair. There are also halachic opinions that say that a sheitel is perfectly valid. And being that both opinions have validity in halacha, I don't think I would choose a girl to date based on that point specifically. If she chooses to do this or that, I don't think I'd make an issue of it, because they're both halachically valid opinions. I don't think that a person should make this his issue. This is what life depends on. You know, tzniut, according to the Mishnah Brura, if her skirt covers her knees, so then that's tzanua. It's a big machlokas rishonim. The Chazon Ish did not go with the Mishnah Brura, and many are of the opinion that when the Gemara says shok v'isha erva, the Gemara meant that the bone connecting the knee to the ankle must be covered. But if a girl goes, like many girls in Chutz Lartz do, and in many places in the world, they're considered very, very tzanua, even though their skirts only go beyond their knees, that's legitimate. That's what the Mishnah Brura says. In the Dati Lumi world, they go with the Chazon Ish. They go with other opinions, and their skirts will go down to their ankles in many cases. And that's also very good. To start saying, I'll choose a date because of this or that, I think if a girl meets the criterion that she wants to be a God-fearing person, the fact that she grew up in a crowd where what's considered tzanua is, let's say, to wear a wig, and let's say to wear skirts that come down to the knees and not beyond that, I don't think that should be an issue. I don't think so. If a person feels very strongly about it, so then maybe. Remember the maybe. Maybe it will make sense to discuss that. Maybe. I never discuss snoot on a date unless the girls brought it up. And surprise, surprise, they did. And I don't know. I think snoot begins in one's personality. Snoot is a way of life. The practical applications have to be learned. But tsanua person is going to be tsanua in how they lead their lives. And I think it's important to be a tzanua person. And the applications, again, within the guidelines of halacha, there's legitimacy for this and for that. And each side has their pros and their cons. As far as dating a girl from Israel, so the obvious advantages are going to be that you'll hopefully have a family here in Israel. Your wife will give birth. Where will she go after she gives birth? She comes back home. Who's going to help you take care of her and the kid? And you need to buy clothing. And every time you have a simcha, there are a lot of practical benefits to having a family here. Your children will have grandparents and relatives here, and that's a definite benefit. At the same time, if her family is less religious, sometimes you wish they were on a different planet. If her family is going to be to give you a hard time, it's not necessarily a benefit that they're out. And you also have to factor the fact that even though you're living here and you're learning the language and you're learning the culture, you're still American. You can't change that. And there are going to be many things which are within your personality, your norms, your psyche, that you cannot be aware of before you get married. And if you marry a girl from a different country, then it can prove to be difficult. Chazal said, try to marry a girl from the same town you came from. Because the norms in different towns can sometimes affect the marriage. So this is all just to remember that there are pros to each side. At the end of the day, I usually feel that when a person starts dating, he should look for his ideal, whatever he thinks the ideal is. And after he has been dating for a few months and he suddenly realizes that 9 out of 10 girls he's being offered don't match that ideal, then he says, well, I'm not dating any girl because none of them match my criterion. And then I say, okay, then you'll figure out what to nix. Like, which things are really important and which are not. I think that when a person starts, it's fair to take a list and say, this is what I want, and shoot for what you think is perfect. After a time, you'll see that practically that doesn't work. And then you'll decide which things are really important and which aren't. A guy once came to me and said, I want a girl whose family is in Israel. They're religious and Orthodox, and she grew up in an Orthodox home. And her parents are pro-a, son-in-law learning Torah. And a lot of requests, which I think are all nice if you get them, but I don't think you should nix a girl just because her parents aren't chutzlarts or other reasons. So I said, fine, no problem. But let's talk in 6 months. So after 6 months we speak again. I said, how many girls did you date that had all your criterion? He says, none. I said, did you date any girls? He said, yeah, slowly I figured out I have to take off some of my criterion. And then I dated some girls and I saw it wasn't so bad. So I think it's fair to begin with whatever criterion makes sense to you and see if you're set up with girls that way. You have enough offers like that and then you see that your criterion makes sense, keep it up. If you see you don't have enough offers or that the girls with all of these criteria aren't exactly what you're looking for, so then after a few months you can modify your criterion. But I would be open. I would not limit it to Israeli or American. I think each side has its pros and cons. On this point?
Yeah, similar.
Okay.
Specifically about the girls.